This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tis the season for picking benefits, open enrollment for private health insurance at work, Affordable Care Act plans, and also Medicare. These decisions can be complex, and scammers can take advantage, often targeting seniors. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams consulted experts.
Just like many of us, scammers tend to follow the news, and open enrollment season is in the news and in ads.
And the criminals know that, and they know that we're hearing about it.
Kathy Stokes is director of fraud prevention programs with AARP.
And they take advantage and will try to get us to purchase a plan that doesn't exist or share our Medicare numbers so that they can sell it on the dark web to the highest bidder.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning consumers to be wary of open enrollment scams that promise better Medicare or Medicare Advantage benefits or cheaper prescription drugs. Some estimates put Medicare fraud, including elder abuse, in the neighborhood of $60 billion a year. But Darren Houghton of the National Council on Aging says there are ways to spot the scammers. Number one, if they're calling you out of the blue.
Medicare doesn't call them. Social Security doesn't call them. And most of the time, unless you have a business relationship, an insurance company won't call them either.
There are places to go for reliable info, like Medicare.gov or your local state health insurance assistance program. Plus, there are strategies families and friends can use to protect against scams in general, especially in the era of more advanced AI that can even mimic a loved one's voice.
So one of the things that we've come up with is using safe words. So, okay, before I do this, what is our safe word? That AI has no idea what to say there.
And those kinds of conversations are a big part of the fight against scammers. Here's AARP's Kathy Stokes again.
Go home and call your mom or, you know, talk to your friends, talk to your family. The more we talk about it, the more we essentially inoculate others, because data show that if you know a specific scam, you're 80% less likely to engage with it.
So be skeptical of random phone calls, suspicious of any emails asking for your personal or health data, and have conversations with family about the risks during open enrollment. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.